committee of the Subcommittee on Ways and Means General Government, anticipating the momentary arrival of Senator Winters and Representative Patrick. This morning, we'll be working House Bill 5023, which is the Office of the Governor. And we're opening the subcommittee to work this in anticipation of receiving testimony relative to some of the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendations and to receive the further recommendations of Legislative Fiscal. So with that, let's go ahead and have Legislative Fiscal Office, represented by Dallas Wyand, give us the recommendations and updates. Karen Segrist represents us as our clerk today.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have before you my memorandum dated June 20th. If you remember, we proposed some adjustments to the budget at the last public hearing, which was held on June 11th. This time, we have incorporated in our recommendations the changes that we noted then. We also have a proposed change that has been reviewed with the co-chairs of Ways and Means, and I will briefly go through what we agreed upon and with respect to the Office of the Governor. The general fund for the Governor's Office, $6,889,637.32. The other funds of $960,575.05. These were the original budget request, and we made some adjustments. The general fund recommendation here includes a co-chair's $300,000 unspecified reduction. The governor's revised budget has a proposed $200,000 unspecified reduction, which leaves us $100,000 difference. This is still to be discussed with he and his staff, and we'll be looking maybe for some further resolution shortly. I think one of the things that the subcommittee has done is at least informally approved the transfer of the funding of the arrest and return program to the governor's office. Once we get into work session, I think I should like to point out it's important to get these things formalized on record because of issues surrounding the continuing resolution. The arrest and return and the community solutions offices were taken out of the Department of Administrative Services budget, which is passed. So we need to get some formal recognition that they are to be included in the governor's office for purposes of the continuing resolution. With the arrest and return, we had made some adjustments of it. There's a recommended general fund appropriation of $604,317. This is $300,000 less than the governor's office is supportive of, and that's because of the unspecified reduction. I think we will be discussing this with the co-chairs with an eye towards seeing whether they are willing to allow the subcommittee to buy that back. There was general agreement in the subcommittee that this funding was warranted, and we will be discussing that with the co-chairs. The other funds in the arrest and return of $30,170 was the original amount, less some adjustments for inflation and the like. The larger change, if you'll remember last time we discussed a revised amount for the community solutions, not only an amount, but agreeing to fund this and put the operation within the Office of the Governor. And the revised amount that the subcommittee seemed to approve was $1,658,068.07. This was to be general fund. We have since discussed this and have agreement with the co-chairs to for a proposed fund shift to lottery funds. And essentially, the lottery funds for this would come from the increased lottery revenues that go to counties. Right now, counties get 2.5% of video lottery proceeds. The projections continue to go up as to what that 2.5% means in real dollars. And this proposal is to use a portion of that, but off the top, if you will, for economic development activities within the Office of the Governor. Right now, we can't specify community solutions in the bill because it isn't in statute yet. There is a bill, however, out there, Senate Bill 467, which an amendment is currently being drafted to allow for this sort of use of lottery funds that were earmarked to the counties. So our recommendation would be to fund shift the community solutions from general fund to lottery fund, the amount of $1,658,068. Again, this has co-chair's approval.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Rick.
Does this cover then all of the CST positions?
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, this would cover the positions in the governor's office. This would not cover the positions outside of it. This would just be the seven coordinator positions within the governor's office.
Right. This wouldn't be the ones that are embedded in the agencies, the DEQ or the...
Oh, a good question. Thank you for asking that, because I was going to go there next.
Cool.
There is, we have not yet discussed it with the co-chairs. We have discussed it amongst the staff here at Legislative Fiscal, and we will be proposing, with respect to the Department of Environmental Quality, right now in its budget, there is no community solutions funding or FTE. There is in the co-chair's budget, however, support for those field representatives. We will be proposing and trying to get their approval to add to the $1,658,068 an amount sufficient to cover those DEQ positions using the same lottery funds, and then put it in the budget report such that the governor's office would work through an interagency agreement or something to fund those using the economic development funds coming through the governor's office. All other agencies have been able to provide the support through their with the Department of Transportation, Housing and Human Services. We did know there was a hole with respect to the DEQ budget.
So basically, at this particular point, DEQ does not have a CST member within their current budget framework. Is it that, Dallas, do you know if it's the desire or the wish of the co-chairs that the DEQ provide their CST member within their current budget?
Mr. Chair, my understanding is that it is in the co-chair's budget to fund those.
Within the DEQ budget framework.
Right. Right now there's a bit of a problem with the DEQ budget and subcommittee. Our proposal here would be to fund it using this mechanism. The co-chairs did have $800,000 for this activity in the for community solutions within the DEQ budget.
Okay. And the language is presently being prepared in the form of amendment, which would modify the source of the community solutions team resource that would be used in the governor's office, which would then take it, remove it from general fund and move it over to lottery fund. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Do we have county buy-in on that at this particular point?
Mr. Chair, we do not. This was an amendment that is just being drafted and hasn't been subject yet to the legislative process. It's a proposed amendment. It will be a proposed amendment to Senate Bill 467.
If we were to take the $1.6 million in lottery funds, what portion does that represent of the 2.5% presently goes out to counties for economic development grants?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the 03-05 biennium, the latest economic analysis, Office of Economic Analysis projection, is $25.3 million going to counties. So this would be off of that $25.3 million. The close of session for 0103 was for the counties was about $22.5 million or so, $23 million. So I guess for the 0305, this would come off of the 23.36, I believe is the number in the forecast.
Okay, Representative Patridge.
I guess, Mr. Chair, I'm somewhat concerned about utilizing the lottery dollars for doing this. You know, my preference would be there's a lot of other funds, money out there, especially in ODOT and some of the other items, and that would be my preference. I'm happy to provide a vote should you need to move this particular bill today, but I probably will vote against the bill on the floor.
If I may, with respect to the funds, we have been pursuing that with Mr. Warner, and certain agencies have a real problem. Department of Transportation specifically has felt it's possible to share in this with the office would have to provide documentation of the amount of time relating to transportation activities. Other funded agencies are finding it more problematic. DEQ is a fine example because of the fees and everything for the like vehicle inspection permits and the like. So it hasn't. They have been pursuing this. We don't think it can provide 100%, but it may.
I never said it would. Yeah, I just said that I thought that was a reasonable offset based upon the fact that the only reason we've got to have these things is because agencies won't work together. You know, so we've got to hire paid facilitators on an ongoing basis, which is disappointing.
Yeah, it is a disappointment. Hercules Johnson, did you have?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Dallas, that completes your recommendation?
It does, Mr. Chair. We have, once we get a quorum, again, for purposes of the continuing resolution, we'd like to get this, see if we can get this out of subcommittee this week, but if we're not able to do that, at least get the subcommittee to formally adopt or approve of certain actions, specifically putting the arrest and return and community solutions activities within the department, within the Office of the Governor, maybe even agreeing on a floor level of funding pending resolution of some issues for these for purposes of the continuing resolution. These two offices are left without a home, if you will, budgetarily.
So the arrest and return plus the CST, the community solutions teams, both need to be approved as part of the Office of the Governor.
At least their activities.
And their activities. And then the funding issues need to be addressed. Representative Johnson?
Mr. Chair, reflecting on the exchange that you just had with staff with respect to the counties, I recall in earlier discussions about the efficacy and the desirability of the CSTs that I think if I went up and pulled my file, I could pull out numerous letters from counties headed up by Judge MacArthur. I know that I received letters from all of my county commissions saying how desirable the activities of the CST were. There seems to be such a clear nexus between the economic development and the lottery and the activities of the CST that I would be hopeful that a very cogent case could be made to the counties that this was a desirable alternative in these kind of troubled budget times and have them buy in, even if for a short term.
Yeah. And recognizing the concern that Representative Patridge has relative to even buying the whole community solutions team process, because we've been unable to get the buy-in of the various departments to go ahead and work together, and that is discouraging. After this much time, we spent 6 years working community solutions teams issues with the Office of the Governor, trying to get these agencies to communicate, cooperate, and change their culture and. I don't know what it's going to take.
I'm not unsympathetic to that, Mr. Chair. I've said many times that I'm operating here on the basis of religious conversion, simply seeing that they're getting it done on the ground. And I understand that there are legitimate questions asked about why agencies find it so difficult to communicate. But we have a solution here, and I want to be very cautious about throwing the solution out with the bath.
Exactly. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would think that, we could probably just give, as Dallas had indicated, reference to them being part of the governor's office and that their funding would come from lottery and other funds today. I think Representative Patridge and Representative Butler and I have had a recent experience. I'm going to get myself in trouble here, where people came into the Committee on Public Safety and said, please restore OYA beds. And then when they started to think that we might start taking certain grants away in order to restore those beds, they started saying, well, those beds really aren't that necessary.
Senator Devlin, I'm painfully aware of the point that you're making.
Excellent example.
Yes. If I may, Mr. Chair.
Am I bleeding?
With respect to the amendment that's being drafted, the language is currently being drafted would provide a floor funding for the counties out of the lottery proceeds, which that it's a blank yet, but and then they would share after this the same 90-10.
So, Mr. Chair,
yes,
you're relying then on the increase that the proportional increase of the 2.5.
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, pretty much yes.
Yeah, right now, out of the $25.3 million that's anticipated, if we took $1.7 million away from that 2.5%, the $25.3 million, that comes down to $23.6 million. And if the 0103 appropriation was between $22 and $23 million, excuse me, it would create that floor. And I understand, is that language that's going in to Senate Bill 467?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now it has a blank, Mr. Chair, but it would provide, you know.
Give us the status on 467. Where is it at?
Senate Bill 467 is in Ways and Means.
Okay.
And about 15 minutes ago.
Should leave this way? Headed this way?
I don't know. So, but. Excuse me, for the...
So it's in the Transportation Economic Development Committee?
I believe it will be, yes. Robin Lamont from LFO will stay out, will work that. But we had this discussion with her, okay. Co-chair. So.
Okay. We're in a subcommittee of the subcommittee discussing the recommendations of legislative fiscal. As Senator Devlin indicated, we could probably go ahead and agree, particularly because the Department of Administrative Services budget is substantially wrapped at this particular point. We probably agree to making the Community Solutions team a portion of the office of the governor.
I'm not scared anymore.
Okay. As a part of our work session. Yes, Dallas?
Should I go and try to see if
Senator let's see if we can get Representative or Senator Schrader, if he might be. The committee will stand at ease for a moment.
Into session, and we're going to go ahead now and open a work session on House Bill 5023, the Office of the Governor. Dallas, would you make the recommendations that we have sufficient votes for at this time?
Right. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, understanding that we can't finalize the budget, I think I'd like to recommend that the committee adopt our staff recommendations, understanding, as presented in our memo dated the 20th, understanding that we still cannot complete the governor's office of the governor's budget because we do not have agreement yet on the difference in the unspecified reductions in the office of the governor. There's a difference of governor's balanced budget proposed $200,000, and the co-chairs have $300,000, but approving the budget with the understanding that has to be resolved. I'd like to approve, can we approve the putting the activities of the arrest and return program and the community solutions?
Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation is that relative to the arrest and return and relative to the community solutions, that those two budget items, which were removed from the Department of Administrative Services, become a part and parcel of the Office of the Governor. Are there any objections? Representative Johnson.
I just wondered, Mr. Chair, if you were looking for a motion, but you're already ahead of me.
Okay. Representative Johnson moves.
Chairman, and as part of that motion, our anticipation would be that the community solutions would be funded by lottery and other funds.
Well, let's make that a separate. Let's make that a separate at this particular time. So, Representative Johnson moves that we accept the recommendation of the Legislative Fiscal Office to move the arrest and return and community solutions team as part of the governor's office of the governor's budget, recognizing that Representative Patridge's concern relative to the community solutions team. Are there any objection to the removal of those budgets from the Department of Administrative Service and the replacement of those budgets in the governor's office? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Okay. Dallas, the next portion of your recommendation is?
Well, I think, Mr. Chair, if we could have at least a motion to approve at this point a minimal funding level that you would approve for the budget for community solutions, arrest and return, and office of the governor, understanding that it might be subject to change, it would be subject to change, but if we could at least on the record approving.
Representative Johnson?
Mr. Chair, this is just a procedural inquiry. If it's subject to change, why are we going through the pro forma of acknowledging a floor? I would feel more comfortable to give a little bit more time and to get the deal completely fleshed out.
That may be more appropriate. I am anxious about the resource of the lottery funds being from the County Economic Development. Would like to have some information from counties in that regard, too, as part of a hearing, because we did hear from them that they were anxious to have a community solutions team. This was valuable and a viable solution for their communities. It's like Senator Devlin has indicated, now we need to be able to come back and plunge the thermometer in and just see how serious that they really are relative to the resource that they come from at that point.
Mr. Chairman, also in terms of, I think, what Dallas was talking about earlier, I do think that members of the committee here, with the continuing resolution that we passed yesterday, do clearly anticipate that there will be expenditures for both community solutions and arrest and return that will occur during that 30-day continuing resolution.
Representative Patridge?
Mr. Chair, it sounds like we're going to hold on this for a little bit, but I guess I remain concerned that we continue to talk about getting efficiencies in government and doing what's right with government and everything else. Yet we can't give the chief executive who manages the day-to-day operations of government the tools he needs in order to manage to some degree. While I may disagree with the community solutions teams, I guess I get concerned about just putting up unspecified cuts and other things in excess of that when we're then quick to criticize for the agencies not doing the job and whatever. And, this is a new governor. We're entering a new era of Oregon politics and the management of the state government over the next 4 years. And so I guess I'm concerned about the unspecified cuts. I'd rather make cuts in other agencies or do whatever needs to be done in order to give them necessary and proper resources, because I think that they have restructured substantially what's gone on in the governor's office from the past administration. So, Yes, Representative Jones.
I concur wholeheartedly, and we are really talking about a de minimis amount of money. This is almost bordering on symbolic. And I would hope that that we could find a way to negotiate past this and resolve this modest gap.
Mr. Chair, I would concur. I think that we look at in the greater scheme of things that we are talking about pittance in comparison, and also I would agree with both of you representatives that the governor's office has, this administration has gone in and made some dramatic changes, even to the point when you look at their staffing patterns compared to previous staffing patterns, which were a lot more richer. Having my other budget on human services, they have one policy person where the previous administration had two. And I think that, you know, that we should not be dealing, put them in a position of where they cannot function.
And as a former administration staff person, you understand.
I understand clearly what it means if you, because the governor's offices are small to begin with. They are not blessed with a lot of staff like agencies are, and yet they have to do an awful lot of policy work and actually a lot of coordination. And so I'm very mindful that if you do not give the governor's offices the research that they need, they cannot govern the state when we're out of this building. And so I would concur with both you and Representative Johnson.
Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, in terms of the arrest and return and discussions with the Senate co-chair, I think the Senate co-chair in Dallas has indicated this, that the co-chairs now understand that the cut in arrest and return is probably not possible or desirable. In terms of the unspecified cut in the governor's office, the governor has already offered $200,000 in unspecified cuts, and the co-chairs have asked for $300,000, and Representative Johnson and I tried to split the baby, and we weren't successful this morning between the $300,000 and the $200,000, and so I would advise the governor's staff to talk to the co-chairs and to get this issue resolved. Because when it does come back the next time, I'm hopeful that we should be passing the budget out.
Representative Johnson.
I think that for the benefit of the legislative fiscal staff, you heard a pretty unanimous opinion from the committee, and that might also aid you in your further discussions with the co-chairs.
Mr. Dallas, members of the committee.
I'm fine with $200,000. I have one other thing to add, too. Everyone on this committee has expressed an interest in reworking part of the Department of Administrative Services budget.
I think that generally the people on this committee have felt in talking and have made requests to the co-chairs to work the Department of Administrative Services budget because we believe that there are more savings that are achievable within that budget. And that's the COO of the state, as it's been referred to in any context. I think that if we need to go somewhere for more money and they're looking for cuts, I think this committee has already expressed its interest in looking at the Department of Administrative Services again. So we may want to remind them of that.
If I may summarize so I get my marching orders straight, we will be working with the Office of the Governor's staff, and we will communicate. My understanding is the subcommittee believes that the governor's offer of a $200,000 unspecified reduction is sufficient. The arrest and return should not have to take a $300,000 unspecified reduction. I'm also hearing we need to pursue the issue with other funds, with the community solution, with whatever state agencies we can work with and get those out of. So we'll follow up on those issues. And so are we.
Okay. Mr. Chair, the one piece of that, Dallas, in your summary that's missing is I think before pursuing the other funds that we want to make sure that we're okay with the counties. And again, I think the counties have some credibility issue here, given that we all have file folders full of their support for the CST. It's now just an issue of how badly do they want to buy it back.
Okay. We will talk to the
Association of Oregon Counties?
Yes, sir.
Paul's sitting in the back of the room.
I rush up
to the front of the room after this is done.
I always get the AOC and LOC. I attach the thing. It's League of Cities Association of Counties. Okay. So we will work with them also.
All right.
Thank you.
Do we need to take any other action, Jal, today?
If we could carry it over to tomorrow, okay. I think we may be able, we're going to try to get some things resolved today so that possibly we can work it tomorrow.
So Representative Johnson moves we carry over this
House Bill 5023
until tomorrow. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.